Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, everybody. But this week's show is going to be a little bit different. First of all, welcome to everybody if you are watching. And I need somebody to just make sure the audio is okay. If you are watching, let me know that the I changed the mic. So let me know that you can hear it through this external microphone. And that way I'll know that I that you can... You can hear me. Okay, so on today's show, we have, what? That didn't go through. Let me do this. We're going to talk about, it's not your typical show today, everybody. We are going to talk about, we're going to talk about what's happening with Hurricane Harvey, right? First of all, thoughts and prayers to all of the people throughout not only the greater Houston area, but southern Texas, the Corpus area, Beaumont, Port Arthur, every place that has been impacted and affected by Hurricane Harvey. It is devastating. If you see the images on television, they look overwhelming. If you are a part of, those images are your story, it's devastating. So today's show, we're going to talk about some things people can do. There are so many different efforts going on this week's show. I mean, going on in and around the city of Houston that are going on around the country. And there are some big efforts. There are some small efforts. All of the efforts really, really matter. So I want to make sure that we get the information to people so that they have what they need, okay? So we always talk about sports, and one of the things I always say here is that sports is a microcosm of society, right? It really is. And so what's happening to people in and around Houston is so much bigger than anything we could talk about as it relates to a pennant run or a good morning, Lacey. Welcome from Atlanta. Lacey, do you hear the audio okay? I've changed the mic and I'm just trying to make sure that the audio is actually good. Welcome in, Lacey from Atlanta. And if you can hear the audio, let me know. That way I will know that the mic I'm using is working. Because I wasn't really sure. Oh, that's off. That's on. But welcome in, everybody. So there is so much to talk about as it relates to Hurricane Harvey. Okay, awesome. Thank you. Welcome. Good morning, Marcy Brooks. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Doing some tinkering with the audio on the mic. So today's show, you know, we have plenty of time to talk about all that's happening in the world of sports. But what could be bigger, the absolute biggest story in this country right now, is what's happening to people who have been impacted and affected by Hurricane Harvey. This was no small storm. If you've seen the pictures on television, and for those of you around the country who have called or text to check on me, I appreciate you. Thank you so much. And there are some huge efforts. You know, you saw this morning. Just a second. You saw this morning that ABC, Disney, Good Morning America is doing a day of giving. They had all kinds of celebrities, entertainers, and athletes who were part of the effort, you know, on the show to help raise money. Those things are awesome. There are all sorts of phone banks in Houston. There's the Red Cross. There's really, really big efforts, right? And we appreciate all that people are doing. We really do. But here's the thing. There are also other efforts that are reaching people a little more immediately. Let me be clear. Everything that's happening is great. You know, I'm just going to go on to the notion that people say that They're collecting the give to support people, that that's what's happening. I just don't have the space for the suspicions and the negative energy. Now, we have to be smart, right? But there are so many people doing good work that I wanted to use today's show to show you some of the people, to talk about how you can help. And maybe if you're looking for help and you want resources, we're going to make sure you get some of those today as well. We're going to tell you, we're going to keep reminding you that you need to file with your insurance company today, because there's a new law in Texas goes into effect on September 1st. Now, some people have said, oh, they say you've got to do it by September 1st. What I'm telling you is the new law goes into effect September 1st. So just file whatever you can with your insurance company today, because this recovery, it's going to take a lot. It's going to take a long time, and we want to make sure you have as much of the information as you can. So one of the people that I'm excited to invite to Chalk Talk today, who has been out on the ground making it happen, she is not only my friend and my eyebrow artist, Kim Edwards-Williams. She's not only the place, she and her husband, where I get my Jinka, my turmeric paste. She has been out since day one. She walked to the George R. Brown. She volunteered, and she started identifying people that she could help. And she reached out to her network via social media and said, listen, here are some folks that need us. This is what they need. If you're willing to give, this is what you can do. So, first of all, good morning, my warrior soldier sister friend, Kim Edwards-Williams. How are you, my friend? So I don't hear your audio. I see you, but I don't hear you. Why is that? Oh, I know why that is. I'm going to have to do something different. I'm going to take this out. All right, there you go. Now I can hear you. I can hear you now. Absolutely. It was on my end with this mic. Okay, so first of all, how are you holding up, my sister?
The entire time, I think I gained weight. You know, we don't have any problems. So, me along with a lot of other people who were in that same boat, just needed to. We want to help. We want to get out there and help people. You just like you said, and you've been saying, this is a unprecedented moment. We've never seen this before, people just need help. Everyone, every color, everybody. And that's what we've been doing. You are a client and a friend, and I appreciate you. My business is Eyebrow Energy. I've been doing eyebrows for 9 years. I started in Dallas, and now I'm in Houston. I have a amazing clientele of women and men who have, for the last, 9 years, supported me and my family unconditionally. It's been amazing, but they want to give. They want to give, and they feel helpless at home. And so luckily I live less than a mile from George R. Brown, so I was in walking distance to get there. And I had people start sending donations, and I start giving them out. And so there's lots of needs. There are definitely some specific needs, but I appreciate you for sharing this. I would love for your audience to know that if there is a family that's connected to you, Kim, that needs help, let me know. We're getting resources, and we want to help as many people as we can. What we know is helping right now is cash, cold hard cash. And so as that comes, we're either buying things or sharing it. We're buying Uber. We're purchasing Ubers. We're buying phones, bus tickets, hotel rooms. I'm about to go and pick up a couple of swimsuits for some kids who I dropped the family off at a hotel last night.
So, Kim, let me ask you something. I followed you from the beginning. You said, I'm going to go down to George R. Brown. I'm going to see what they need. Because, as I said, the great efforts of the Red Cross and FEMA and the city and all that's really important, right? Those are big things. We need those big buckets of money. But this is stuff that's getting to people right away. And I think that's what's super important. And, it's like, well, connect with somebody who you know is trustworthy and just do whatever it is you can. And that's what you've been doing.
That's it, Kim. I mean, people need help now. I mean, people need it just to use my iPad. It's so many people right now at Georgia or Brown who haven't even filed their FEMA because they don't know how to use technology and maybe Drupal or whatever to connect with other people that do. And so just sitting around using my iPad, helping people log on and handle some of their business. A lot of people just think if you don't know how to do anything else, you know everyone knows how to hug.
Right. So people need hugs. They need money. And let me just say this. There's a lot of places taking donations, and you see tons of clothes. And people do need clothes, but let me just say this. Don't take the stuff that you don't want to wear and give it to somebody else. Don't do that. If it's not good enough for you and your family, put that stuff in the trash, okay? Because the last thing people who are devastated and trying to find some way to just keep moving forward need is some junk. So let's treat them with dignity because they really need dignity and respect and genuine hugs and support right now.
Absolutely, Kim. People are lost and confused, and it's going to be that way for a minute. And so I can't remember people. Take them in and help them solve their problems. Solve their issues, help them get them to the next level. Even getting someone to the next level, maybe a cell phone, anything. Because right now, what we're seeing happen is, you know, a lot of people were at the Georgia or Brown because they just couldn't get to their family.
Right.
So those family members have started to come pick them up and things like that. But now you start weeding out and you start seeing people who really don't have no family to get picked up.
Right.
You know, really, you know, to pick them up, or not a lot of ways to resources and things to make moves. And so right now, these are the people that need the help and conversation today. So I just challenge you to find anybody, one person, take them under your wing and love on them for the next year, y'all. We need to connect with someone for this is long term, right?
It's long term, Kim, and you know, people need, you know, food, shelter, clothing. They need the basics of survival. But they also need, you talk about the hugs, they're going to need, this has been a traumatic experience. If you were forced from your home and you're one of the tens of thousands of people, if not more, that had to be rescued in a boat or swept up in a helicopter, thank God you were able to get to safety, but that's traumatic. And so what do you do? And for these children, you know, they've got to figure out, they've got to get back in school, they've got to have some sense of normalcy. They are going to need emotional support, and so it's really about coming together more so than ever as a community. And like you said, find somebody. Do something. Find one person, one family, one child, one somebody that you can support.
Absolutely. Oh, there's so many ways to help. And if you don't know, inbox me. I have... gather up some other kids that whose parents need to be cleaning their house today. You know how many people have to do cleanup recovery,
right?
And they have their kids,
right?
You know, it's little things like that. So, you know, help someone with their kids, set up a play date, anything. Those are real necessary things that a parent would be really thankful to be.
Let me ask you this. The other thing that you started was for people who are kind of creative talent people, artists, if you will, in terms of their businesses. Because one thing is, yes, people need to recover and get their homes and their family life and all that going. But so many people, if you're an entrepreneur, if you, you know, maybe you haven't been able to work for a week. And if you work for yourself, there is no, like, paid days off, right? So you also started an effort to help business owners come together and support one another in this space, too.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for the reminder. Yes, I created a Facebook page called Artist Love Hurricane Harvey 2017, and it's basically it's a space where I'm trying to pull artists we know, we all know what that, what this is like. I, of course, am an eyebrow threader, and today, just like the last few days, I've had to cancel my entire day. And I'm we're all kind of running on this crazy energy right now. But when we sit back down in a couple weeks and balance out our checkbook, it's gonna show. And so we're just trying to help as many ways as we can. I have girlfriends that own boutiques, have girlfriends that own cookie shops, cookie cupcake shops. All of us have been affected. And you know, if we could send someone, you know, help someone out with paying a bill, it would be really, really nice right now. And I get it.
Right. All right. Well, I appreciate you. I know that this is you have been running on fumes. I saw you post on Facebook this morning that you woke up to, you said, five men that had been displaced. Good morning, LJ. Welcome. Welcome to Chalk Talk, my friend. Y'all are doing some great work.
She's amazing. She's been doing it. I can't say enough about this woman right here.
Well, here's the deal. If you guys weren't a team and you weren't there to support and make sure that the family was taken care of, she couldn't do it. So you're both amazing because it takes both of you to be able to free her up because you've got a child. You know what I mean? So I think the fact that you get it, that you were like, okay, go do what you do. I just applaud. I'm glad to have you guys as a part of my inner circle, and I'm so proud of what you're doing. And if people want to know more, they should inbox you. I'll keep putting it on the screen. But the big message is just do whatever you can. Just say, do something.
Do something. Love on somebody. Love is easy, and that's what we're on the planet to do.
Yeah, and it's free. Oh, my gosh. It is the one thing that's free. All right. Thank you, guys, my friends.
Thank you, Kim.
Keep up the great work. I love you, and I will be in touch. Thank you so much. All right, that is, that's LJ, her husband, Kim Edwards Williams. They do eyebrows. They have Jinka. It's the turmeric paste you've heard me talk about. But I just want to, listen, there is so much that we can all do. Whatever it is, it's enough. Like, do something. And I think that is the whole goal, is to not just sit around and don't get caught up in complaining. So if all you can do is be on social media, use social media in a way that's productive. Share real, viable, vetted information. Don't do the whole what somebody's not doing. Change that whole scenario to what can I do? So one of the few things I want to keep reminding you, Kim said something that was I hadn't even thought about. So people need to go and they've got to file with FEMA. They've got to file with their insurance because the state of Texas is changing. They have some new law that kicks in I'm here, September 1st. That is tomorrow. So today you need to let your insurance company hear from you, right? They need to hear from you. But if you're, as Kim said, if you're at the Georgia Brown or NRG or any of these shelters, how do you do that? Go let somebody use your iPad. Help them, help at least one person today file for their insurance. That's major. And here's something else I want to tell you guys. File for your insurance. Go on to FEMA if you have access to the Internet and look at all the different ways that they will support and help, okay? They have small business loans they're doing. If you've been displaced from work, there's going to be about 50 different kinds of grants they give. I don't know what those all are yet. Make sure you use FEMA as a resource. Also, if you are in this area, call your creditors. If you have a car note, you have a mortgage, call them and say, I live in the area, I have been impacted, and I have seen them. I got an email from my finance company, where my car is financed, and said, hey, we know you are in this area. Would you like to have your car note pushed back? Absolutely. So they may not call you, but call. I know people who've had their phone bills extended at least a month or two. So check. That's a resource. But you have to make those phone calls. Don't get frustrated by the long wait. Whatever we can do to try to get through this time now is important. But here's the other thing, you guys. Make sure that when you get information and when you share it, that you know it to be factual, right? We don't need hoax. We don't need to be scaring people. And I'm going to say this. I think that the media has done a pretty good, has done a really good job of giving us information. Listen to those briefings about those reservoirs and the levees. It is important. You don't want to be caught off guard. You want to evacuate when you have to, if you need to. But you need to, if you don't have the information, how do you do that? So I encourage you to get the information from people who can offer it to you, who you know are giving you viable information. Hear it for yourself. These press conferences and things are live on television. They're putting them on their apps. They're putting them online. Listen and discern for yourself what makes sense for you and your family. A lady's going to join us a little bit later in the show whose name is Ruama Camp, and I met her after Hurricane Ike when I was at Channel 2. She did a lot of work in the recovery area. She did a lot of work. And one of the things she said to me, I ran into her about a month ago, and she said, you know, I really had to get some help with post-traumatic stress syndrome because she was on the ground helping people. Do you know how traumatic it is for people to have to go through losing everything or have to go through the fear of, am I going to survive, or the trauma of I've lost someone? I mean, I've seen stories that are just heartbreaking. And for some of us, there's stories about other people. But for many, it is their story. So we have got to make sure that we support and love people the best way we can. There are a number of people that I have, and if I mention, if you've got something that you're doing, if there's an effort that you have going on and you want me to know about it, inbox me, send me a note, post it here in the show, because I'm going to mention a few people doing things only because I know, all right? It doesn't mean that others are not. And I'm not really interested in what people aren't doing. I'm really only interested in what people are doing. So I know that my family, my mom, my sisters go to a Mount Hebron Baptist Church. It's in Sunnyside. I know that they have efforts there where they are providing resources. And I'm going to give you a phone number in a minute. I would give you my sister's number, but I don't know if that's the right number. But I'm going to find the number to give you where you can go and get support, where you can also go and donate. And remember, we're not giving people junk. We're not giving people stuff that we don't want ourselves. This is not a time to clean out your junk closet, okay? People really need toiletries. Lawrence McQueen, who owns a boutique and Unwind on Alameda, I went by yesterday, and he was collecting a lot of items, and he texted me later in the day and said, we really need toiletries. So that's what I gave, because everybody needs toiletries. So find out, when you go to a place, what is most needed? Diapers are really, really needed. Contact lens solutions, people need that. Stuff for children, maybe some books or small toys for these kids that are in these shelters to have something to do. I say books because I'm not really big on toys. But, I mean, you know, kids can play and they need toys. There is a distribution hub in Pearland at the Pearland Community Church. It's located at 8201 Broadway. So they're looking for first aid items, you know, peroxide, alcohol, Band-Aids, all of that. First aid items. Make a little first aid kit. I hadn't thought about that. People need first aid kits. They need cleaning kits. Maybe what you do is give somebody stuff to clean. You know, if you can get out and give something, you know, things like, you know, garbage bags and tape and boxes and mops and bleach, buckets. That's the kind of stuff that people are in need of. So here's a place that's collecting that. I know that Windsor Village is doing some work. I know that there are a number of people that are doing work. I have Abdul is going to call in. He is he works with a lot of athletes, and he is Abdul Foster. He's been on the show before, Arian Foster's brother. He is coordinating an effort, so he's going to call in and tell us what he's doing. And, you know, if you want to give to what J.J. Watt, I mean, I don't care where you give. What I just encourage you to do is don't let this moment pass with you sitting on the sidelines. There is just too much that we can do. Let's talk about something else that I wanted to make sure that I didn't, that I wanted to mention to you guys. So if you are trying to figure out what to do with the debris as you clean out your house, okay, there's some information online. There was an article in the Chronicle. Dorita was sending me some information about what you can do. Make sure that, you know, some trash providers, I think Republic is continuing to address, to assess damage after the storm. There's no scheduled pickup for today from Republic, but find out, you know, get information about when they're picking up, you know, heavy trash, heavy pickup, and find out the right way to clear out what you have. You separate, you know, your normal household trash. That goes in one place. And then you have, like, your vegetative debris, right? That's all of the food and stuff that, unfortunately, you may have lost. And then there's, like, construction and demolition debris. That goes in a different pile. And then if you have appliances that are bad, my point is separate the debris. Don't stack it or lean it on stuff. And if you're not sure where to put it, if you don't have a sidewalk, a ditch, or a utility line in front of your home, place the debris at the edge of your property before the curb, okay? Because you don't want to not have your debris picked up because you don't have it in the right place. See, these are the kinds of things I want to make sure that we know about, that we are aware of, because it's all about, knowing what to do, knowing where to go, there's just so much. Thanks again to Kim. I didn't, like, tell her she was done. So she was hanging out. I thought she was just hanging out with us. Thank you, ma'am. But, yeah, it is – here we go. Great. So we have a doula that's going to be calling us shortly. We have Grandma Camp later in the show who's going to talk about from a – you know, she did a – she had a nonprofit – and she worked in Houston and Beaumont. She ended up employing 117 people, right? So she was on the ground after Hurricane Ike and knows some of this stuff firsthand, and even has had her own share of experiences in working and dealing with it. I will encourage you also to share the broadcast, because while a lot of people may not be on right now, they may see the broadcast later, and they can get information that can be helpful. So, you know, who can we help? How can we serve people? What should you know? If you haven't filed with your insurance company, you need to do that today. Now, I've heard some people say, oh, you got to file by September 1st. But what I know is that the new law takes effect September 1st. So I say file today. Today is the day to go ahead and file with your insurance company before this law changes and it becomes much more difficult to get the information, or to get the coverage and the service and the help you need because you missed the deadline by day. So let's not be caught in that situation, all right? If you know of a place that is offering up help, that is providing resources, then I encourage you to work with them. Maybe you would share what they're doing. I know that Robert Muhammad, over at Moss 45, I'm trying to pull up the information they have, or they have an effort over, wait, that's not right, here we go. I was hoping he could join us today, but he's in the middle of his own Hurricane Harvey relief effort. The Nation of Islam has a whole effort that's underway, and so, if you are in Southeast Houston, they are over off of OST. That's a place that you can also check. You can the website is noihouston.org. I'm going to post that. That is the website. They are at Muhammad Mosque number 45, and it is 4443 Old Spanish Trail. But that's the website where you can go to get information or to offer support. It is so much work, and I applaud everybody who is doing whatever it is that he or she can do or whatever it is that your organization is doing. You know, I talked with a colleague earlier. Well, actually, I didn't speak with her because we talked by text. And there is Aesthetic Med Spa is collecting foods, clothes, and essentials. They're working. There's something called Go Movement. There's an organization called Go Movement where 100% goes to people who are in need. So there's a whole lot to do. And the reason I wanted to introduce you to Kim Edwards-Williams is because that's somebody who is identifying, you know, find some people that need something immediately. Like, get, she has been driving people, dropping them off places because people don't have any transportation, paying for Uber rides, like she said, buying people phones, because that's how we communicate, and for many of us, that is how we do a lot of our business. So they, if you want to inbox her, you can find her on Facebook at Kim Edwards Williams, and look her up, because if you're watching this show live, you're on Facebook, obviously. You can inbox her for information, you know, and you can also see the efforts that she has been spearheading. And like her husband said, I mean, she's amazing. But like I also said, if he were not actively supporting her efforts in terms of what she's doing and taking care of home and their daughter, she wouldn't be able to be out on the ground. I mean, she literally, the other day, when they set up the site at the GRB, she said, I'm about to walk to Georgia Brown and see what I can do. I've got to see who I can help. And she has been going nonstop ever since. Let me see. I had somebody else send me some other information. Let me find it. Nope. Okay. So, yes, their files, I can't stress enough to file today. File what you need with your insurance company. Let them hear from you today. Go online. If you can't get online, call somebody. See who has an iPad that you can use. You've got to start the process today. And contact your creditors. If you have a car note, if you have a mortgage, I'm not sure about rent, maybe they will do that as well. But if you have mortgage or car note, I've seen some of the big banks talking about it. Hey, we understand where you're located. They will work with you. Contact also your, if you have a phone, contact your light company, whatever your bills are. Now, more than likely, if you have a store credit card, I don't know if they're going to say okay. But contact your creditors and let them know that you're in the path of Hurricane Harvey and you need some relief. You need some relief. And what I can tell you is somebody asked me this, well, are they going to add all this interest and I'm going to have these other fines? So what I can tell you is, for instance, my car company, what they said is we will tax these notes at the end. Or tax this note, depends on whether you get one, two, or three, whatever they do, however they handle it. And if you want to pay it along the way, you can, but you're not going to. So what you'll see is like a miscellaneous number. This is with I'm with Infinity Finance. I don't know how it works with everybody else. But just as an example, my point is it's not as though I'm now incurring some new interest or I'm going to have a bigger payment to make because I say, can you give me a month? Can you tax this September month payment at the end, so where I may have been finished, in August, whatever the year is, now I'd be finished in, you know, September. So my point is, but you've got to call and get the information. You've got to pick up the phone and you've got to call. So I encourage you to do that. We're going to talk about, you know, I was going to let you hear from my friend Deborah Riley Draper, who is the director of Olympic Pride American Prejudice. We were going to have a screening in Houston next week. Well, obviously, because of the devastation of Hurricane Harvey, that screening that was set for next week is not going to be taking place. It's been postponed. So I'll let you know when it's going to be postponed. I'm going to moderate the conversation. It's going to be at the African American Museum. The person who runs the museum lost their home. And so that the screening would have been fun. It would have been, it's a great documentary, but sometimes life just happens and we have to do some other stuff. So we are going to go, and I'm going to bring in my next guest, who is, you heard him on the show, it's been quite a while ago, and he was there, last time he was with us, we talked about something very different, but good morning, Abdul, thank you, and welcome back to Chalk Talk. Oh, wait, there you go. There you go. So, first of all, how did you and your family fare in the storm?
we may get out of okay, compared to, you know, I had to say we were fairly lucky. Didn't have any problems at our homes. At once, it was flooded, but it didn't have very much damage, but we're all happy and healthy. Couldn't ask.
Awesome. Well, I know that you have, Tamara told me that you were spearheading an effort in terms of either donations or relief. Tell me what you're doing and how people can help and what people need to know about supporting what you have going on.
Right. So we're down here at Nine Innovations, the facility that we run here. We're just trying to collect donations right now. We understand that there's still a lot of neighborhoods, still a lot of parts of the community that need that direct help. You know, they need the water, they need the food, they need the non-perishables. There's kids out there that need diapers that they lost in the storm. So we're looking for all that stuff. We're not accepting clothing anymore because it's just been, you know, everything is, we kind of got inundated with that. But, you know, we're still missing a lot of stuff for kids right now. Baby water is needed for formula. We can take that, and, you know, anything that we can take directly to the communities, I think we can back up on.
So I think, you know, you make a great point. I've been stressing to people throughout the show. I mean, every place that we've seen, they've been inundated with clothing, and that's fine, but there's so many other needs. I went to support a drive yesterday, and they were like, bring toiletries, because people need toiletries. You mentioned water and things for formula, and I can't say enough. I'm glad you mentioned it. People need diapers. Diapers are so important because there's so many kids we've seen and people with just entire families, and they need the essential things to get through. Where are you taking the donations?
We're literally going curbside with you. We're finding some neighborhoods, some communities, and, you know, we're taking them right to the people. We're just going to pull up to make some local churches in the area, maybe just literally curbside at some corner stores and locations and we're saying, hey, we have products. We're just going to give it to these people. You know, nothing against a lot of these organizations are out there. You know, we didn't want to go third party. We literally just wanted to take all that we could to the people that needed it. We wanted to get to them now.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned that. The lady that I had on before you, a friend, she's done that. She went down to the Georgia Brown the first day. She walked there. And she said, I just started identifying people, and then she started collecting. She reached out through her network of people and said, I have this family, this person, that person, this is what they need, and then she is getting it to them. And you're right, nothing against the big organizations. We need that long-term big support, but people need immediate relief and help. So when somebody who's doing what you do, and her name's Kim also, what Kim is, getting it to people right away, that's so important because they don't have time to wait for some kind of approval. So where can people donate, or where do they come and drop things off to support what you're doing?
So we're at 5805 Starling, Houston, Texas, 77057. That's the physical address. We're right off of the 59 Chimney Rock. We're going to be here until 4 p.m. to bring, like I said, the waters. I know Beaumont and Port Arthur got hit pretty hard, and they just had their water shut down, so we're going to try to get some stuff out to them as well. But water is essential right now. I can't scream it enough. You know, I've been telling everybody that I've talked to that water, water, water. We still need that. But we'll be here taking stuff all the way until 4 p.m. We're also looking for some trucks. We're also looking for some people that are willing to, you know, that are willing to come deliver, get out in the communities with us. We're accepting all the volunteers.
So did I spell that right? Starling, is it S-T-A-R-L-I-N-G?
No, Starling, L-A-N-G.
Oh, Starling, okay. So let me redo that. 5805 Starling. And you're there until 4 p.m.?
Yes. You can follow us on Instagram, at 9 Innovation, spelled out N-I-N-E, Innovation. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow myself, Abdul Foster, at Twitter, and Instagram as well. We're on Facebook at 9 Innovation. We'll have all the information there. You know, our physical address will be on there as well. So please, let's try to help these people.
All right. Well, listen, I know that you're in the middle of doing a lot. I appreciate you taking some time to come on and talk. Please let me know if you have things that you want people to know about. Hit me up, and thank you for taking a few minutes. And keep up the great work. We appreciate it. And the people who are getting the stuff, I know they appreciate it. All right, cool. All right, so thank you, Abdul. Absolutely. All right, we will talk soon. And I know that Abdul, like so many others, are trying to make it happen. So I appreciate you taking the time today to spend a few moments with us. And we're going to let him go get back to doing what he has to do. and we'll catch up with him later, because there's always some other stuff we can talk to Abdul about. But anyway, so @9 Innovations, follow them on Instagram and on Twitter, right? You can go there and you can support, you can follow them, you can find out what they're doing. And listen, they need some volunteers. Do you happen to have a truck? Are you willing to go and help deliver and take stuff right to people? They're going to the curbside. They're identifying people and going into the communities and into the neighborhoods and making sure people get what they need right away. I call that real grassroots efforts, and I'm so glad to be connected with people who are doing that. So hang on a second. I had to – all right, so – we had Abdul Foster just now, and Abdul is collecting. And here's the thing. People are saying they've got enough clothing, right? They've got enough clothing, but what they need are toiletries. They need water. They need diapers. They need water. They need diapers. They need, you know, formula, stuff for kids, first aid kits. People need cleaning kits because they're having to clean their homes. And so, okay, are we back now? There we go. We lost connection for a minute. Let's see. I think we're back now. Lacey said we lost connection, but I think she's back. So find somebody who you can support. Connect with them. You don't have to spearhead an effort. There's a whole lot of stuff that's going on. Just go find it. And we have given you already two resources just in the top of this show, three resources, four resources of places that you can go. You're like, maybe I don't want to go. And good morning, Lucretia. Welcome, welcome. So glad that you could be a part of Chalk Talk today. We are talking about Hurricane Harvey, and we're offering up different relief opportunities for people and resources. I want to keep reminding you, in case you tuned in late, you need to file with your insurance companies today. Now, the law changes on September the 1st. I've heard some media broadcasters say you've got to do it by September 1st. What I say to be safe is do it before September 1st. So that's today. They must hear from you because you don't want the law to change and you not get the resources and the support that you need. Also, if you are in the area that has been impacted by Hurricane Harvey, contact your creditors. Let them hear from you. They are offering extensions on car notes and mortgages. I have a friend who got her phone bill extended, light bills. But you've got to make those phone calls. Don't wait until it's like, oh, I should have paid it. Call them today and say, I'm in this area. Can I get an extension? I mean, it's not some huge, long conversation. It is what they do. It is what happens during crises like this. And if you have the ability to go online, go on to FEMA and look at what the resources are. And look at where, you know, start the process now. And here's the other thing. If you are able to go to one of these shelters, whether it's a big shelter like the George R. Brown or NRG Stadium or one of the local churches or organizations, oh, wow. So Lucretia said she received something today. Today is the absolute deadline. So, yes, September 1st is when the new law takes effect. So that means today you need to let your insurance companies hear from you. Let them hear from you today and then start the process with FEMA. If you are not able to get back into your home because you were evacuated or flooded, you still need to go online and just do the preliminary filing. And tell them, I don't know what the damage is yet, but you need to be on record as getting that file today, August 31st. So I encourage you to help wherever you can. Kim, who was on earlier, said She was down at the Georgia Brown, and sometimes it was just a matter of letting people use her iPad because they didn't have any way to file with the insurance companies or to file with FEMA. If you have been evacuated, you may not even have a phone. You may not have any access, and you may not just want to ask a stranger, but I'm saying there's little things we can do that don't even cost us money. It's love we can give to people, which is free. If you have some time, you can do that. And if you can even just help to curate the resources, help people know where they can find stuff, then do that. But the key is do something. And if you haven't been able to do anything this week because you yourself are having to, you know, make sure your family's okay, you don't have that opportunity yet, just know there's a lot of time. This thing isn't going to be fixed right away. There is a lot of time where there's something that you can do, and people are going to need ongoing support, ongoing help, and don't, you know, it's not just a few days while the story's really big and there's all the coverage. It's going to be the months, the weeks, the days, the months, the weeks, you know, the years to come that people are going to need some support. So I encourage you to do that. You know, we have a good time here on Chalk Talk. We have great interviews and great guests. But on this week's show, I just thought it was the only appropriate thing to do is to talk about where people can go for help, how we can get people information. And I like to be a resource about information whenever I can. I'm going to say to you, listen, I think that the media, for the most part, has done a really good job of telling the story. You know, we can always be critical. You know I sit back. I watch news very differently. If you're a friend and you watch news with me, you're probably going to be annoyed because I watch it from a different eye because that is my business. But what I will say is that they have done a job of trying to blanket the entire area. And keep in mind that many of them have lost their homes and cars, and they have families. And so they're people just like the rest of us. And so sometimes they may not always be on their A game. I realize that. But they have been bringing us information, and I say that to combat some of the, the media is being sensational or it's fake news. Just move away from that mindset and say, listen, I am getting information. They're bringing it to me firsthand. I listen to those press conferences with the Corps of Engineers, the national meteorologists, when they try to as best they can predict this weather and where this storm is going and how it's going to move. And now they're talking about the levees and the reservoirs and how that's going to work and how they're going to have to continue to release water from those reservoirs for months to come. It's not just right now, because that is our system for drainage and flooding, flood control. So they can't afford to let it break, because then we are forever in a problem. They are old. We know that. I heard today listening to the guy, the Jeff guy. I can't think of his name. I should know it. I see him all the time from Army Corps of Engineers. They are working. They've already started working on one of the reservoirs with the updating the infrastructure. That's due to be completed in 2018 or 2020. But those things take time. In the interim, pay attention to the information. This morning there was some confusion with people out in Fort Bend County. I know on top of everything else, to then be confused about whether or not I should evacuate has to be really, you know, sad. I mean, confusing and frustrating, because it's like, well, do I stay or do I go? And one of the things I heard them say this morning is if you have not flooded, that you're not going to flood. If you live in Fort Bend County, go to their website. Go to the emergency, Fort Bend County emergency, whatever it's called. I can't even think of it right now. But go and check out for yourself what they're saying about your particular street or address or neighborhood. You know, make sure that you are not disconnected. If you have power and you have the ability to be online, you may not want to watch the news all day. I get it. But you should watch something. Maybe you're check in on the news periodically. Look at online at what the broadcasters are saying and look at some of the press conferences. Know for yourself what is going on. Don't be sitting around. Don't sit around in the dark, so to speak, and then not get the information because you just didn't really feel like being bothered. we have to be bothered. We have to be vigilant. And if you know people, if you've got some neighbors that you haven't heard from or seen, check in on them. Make sure they're okay. I talked to a lady yesterday, and she said her daughter suffers a little bit from depression, and she could notice it with her, with the storm. Now, they were not flooded. They didn't have to evacuate. I mean, they got a little bit of damage. But, you know, this impacts people all kinds of ways. So pay attention to the people around you and think about what you can do. Think about what you can do. One of the things that Kim just posted, Kim Edwards Williams, is that if you're at home with access to a computer or phone and you'd like to help, inbox her. So I'm going to give you her name. You can inbox her. Because maybe you're at home and you can't really go anywhere. Maybe you're taking care of your child. You don't have your transportation. Maybe you're safe and dry now, but you just can't really, you don't have the access, the ability to move around. Well, maybe just using your phone, a computer, to make a few phone calls or inbox or do some searching for somebody. Kim Edwards Williams, inbox her on Facebook. And she will tell you how you can help. There's so many ways we can help. There are ways we can help that don't even cost us money. Some of us have financial resources. Some of us don't. Some of us have, you're already using your computer or your phone. Maybe that's your resource. And like Kim said, everybody at the Georgia Brown needs a hug. So, you know, if you go down there, just give somebody a hug. You know, have the spirit of compassion. And if you don't have that spirit, they have a lot of volunteers. I suggest that you find some other way you can help because people need compassion, and they need that from all of us. I was trying to find another post that and Ruama Camp, she's going to be joining us shortly. Let's see here. She is out volunteering. She said, here's something that Ruama, who's going to contact us in a few minutes, said, understanding grief when disaster causes you to lose everything is important. People grieve, and so denial, anger, bargaining, depression, acceptance, those are the five phases of grief. Whatever it is that you're grieving, a loved one, you know, a loss of life, a relationship, a job, you know, whatever it is that you may be grieving, when you lose everything, you feel this grief. And so it's important to understand those five stages of grief, denial, anger, bargaining, depression, acceptance. That's what people are going through. And if they haven't started yet, that is going to be what they go through. They're going to go through those steps. And we need to be able to encourage people and support them and to love them through it. So let me just make sure that she's going to still join us because if so, we're going to – okay. Let me make sure. I love technology because I'm able to do like five things at one time, which, you know, at some point I won't have to do all five things, but right now I can and I do. So, Kim Edwards Williams, at Nine Innovations, you can follow Abdul Foster. They are, if you have a truck and you're willing to come and help deliver stuff, if you're willing to come over and help them take things to people, they're just going in the neighborhood. They're going to the curbside. They're going to give stuff to people. They didn't want to go through a third-party organization. There's no knock on these big third parties, the United Way and the Red Cross. They do fantastic work. But these are some efforts where people are able to go get the stuff to the folk in the street right away, immediately. And like Kim said, one of the things people need is cash. They need cash. So because of the efforts and because of this, you know, what she has kind of been able to curate, people have been donating, and mostly people that know her, but they've been donating, and she has been able to help people buy phones. She's been able to pay for some hotel rooms. They've been able to pay for some Uber rides for people. They've been able to buy some toiletries and stuff. So I would say right now, stop emptying out your closets. And if there's a place that does, maybe there's a place that does say we need clothes, don't take anybody's stuff that you don't want anymore because it's ragged, it's torn. Don't do that. Keep that stuff. Put that stuff in the garbage. If it is not good enough for you or your family to wear, don't pass that on to people because they're devastated. If it's gently worn and there are places that need clothing, then donate that. But let's not give people our garbage because people need They need to be treated with dignity and respect, because when you, I can't even imagine what it's like to have to be evacuated because I can't do anything for myself just so that I can survive. So let's not, let's treat people with dignity and respect. So we are just about out of time. I thought we were going to get Ruama Camp, but she's volunteering at a shelter, which is very important, and have not heard back from her. Here's the other thing. As you are on social media, please don't repost things that you haven't validated or true, like a news story or information. Make sure that you have vetted that source, that you know where it came from and it's accurate information, because what we don't want to do is to start things or share things that are not true. We want to make sure that we're not getting people off track, that we're giving them what they need, and I just encourage you to be really sensitive and smart about how you go about sharing and posting information, because right now we are on, you know, people are paying attention. Many people are like paying attention. They're hungry for whatever they can get, whatever information they can get. But let's not just share stuff without knowing that it's true. There are people that make up stuff, and it creates havoc, and so that's unfortunate. And also, I just want to give a big shout out to the leaders around here, Mayor Turner, Judge Emmett. They have done a remarkable job. They did on the front end of preparing the city and the county for what to expect, for what was coming. They have done a great job of keeping us updated and posted. And yes, yesterday Mayor Turner did call out the federal government and FEMA. He said, we need to get these resources now. Let's not say clean up and then send us your bill. People need help now. And so I appreciate, that's what leadership is, somebody who will stand out front and take the hits for the right reasons. And so I just say, you know, support the mayor. I've seen people say crazy stuff like, oh, he should be evacuated. I don't know how long people who say that have been in Houston, but I was here after Rita. And here's what I say. I think that that Judge Emmett and Mayor Turner have done a great job in terms of how they've made decisions and how they have handled this crisis, because it is, in fact, a crisis. But I can only imagine what would have happened if everybody had tried to leave like they did with Rita, and people were trapped on the highways when this storm and when this flood came in. What would that have been like? People trapped and stuck on the highways and then underwater? It would have been mass death and destruction. It would have been worse than what we see now. So it's so easy to sit back and to criticize. I just encourage, you know, if you're in the sound of my voice, that we just don't do that. I say support, you know, our officials who have been doing the things they should. I have nothing but admiration for what we've seen for, hello, good morning, it's my godmother. Good morning, I'm glad that you're on. That means that you are safe and dry and you have some kind of power. So good morning. But Sylvester Turner, Mayor Turner and Judge Emmett have done a great job. And so that's what I want to, you know, leave you with, and also encourage you to get out and support somebody. Abdul Foster at 9 Innovations, you can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. They are collecting things and taking them to people personally, right? They are doing that. They have been doing that. That is the effort. Kim Edwards Williams is on the ground. She is picking up people, dropping them in hotels, collecting money, paying for phones and Uber rides. As she said, if you're at home and you have a phone or computer and you want to help, then what you can do is inbox her, Kim Edwards Williams, inbox her, and did we lose connection? There's so much going on. We may have a little bit of a hit with the connection. I think something happened, but I'm still here. So she is getting people together in order to, you know, help people, like, make calls. And, oh, yeah, we lost it. Hang on a second. Let me get it back. There we go. Hang on. Okay. All right, there we go. Technology. Let me see what's going on to the broadcast. Hang on a second, everybody. All right. Connect camera to broadcast. Okay, I'm back. Technology, you know, it's a lot going on, and we lost the signal for a minute. But Kim Edwards Williams is it off again? All right, here we go. So I see it on my end. I may have to jump out soon because we obviously are having some technical issues. Okay, and Ruama is about to join us. Let me see if I can. Okay, it's a bug. So she is about to join us. Hang on a second. Okay. And we are having a little bit of a hiccup. Okay, good. So I am going to be changing my internet provider because that's one of my challenges. I think that the provider I have, I'm at the max speed for my location, and I'm going to have to switch. So I'm not going to necessarily tell you what that is because, you know, they don't, you know, they are not supporters of Chalk Talk, but just know that the internet connection will get better soon, I'm hoping. So let's do this. Let me try to give her this link again. She is trying to join us. And there we go. Okay. So we are having a little bit of a slow service, and we took a little bit of a hit, but I think she can get on that route. Okay. See if she got it, because she has great information, and I believe that people will be really blessed by hearing from her because she has been through this before. She ran a nonprofit, as I mentioned, after Hurricane Ike, and she served people in the Houston area and in Beaumont for a number of years. And so what she will talk to us about is just, you know, Ike was not as devastating as what we've seen from Hurricane Harvey, and I don't even think we really even know yet how bad Harvey is. I mean, we know it's bad. We know it's awful, but it is going to take, they're calling it the worst natural disaster in U.S. history. And it is not as though, she's concerned about being seen because she says she's a mess. That's okay. Yes, you will, be seen. So, I'm hoping that she will join us anyway. And she has been working in shelters. Okay, she needs a minute. All right, we'll give her a minute, and then she's going to join us because what she can do is really she has some great information that she can share. Good morning, Freddie Willis. It's great to see you. Thank you so much. I am okay. My family is okay, and I hope that you and your family is okay as well. Glad to have you on the show this morning. We're talking all things Hurricane Harvey. Been sharing resources and information so that people will know where they can go and help somebody, where they can go and support, and where they can go and get information. You know, we know about the big shelters at the George R. Brown Convention Center. We know that they opened up over at the Kingdom Builder, Windsor Village, the Kingdom Builder Center. They opened that as a location. We know that NRG Park is opened up as a place, as a shelter. They have been inundated with volunteers. I think that's awesome, but here's what I will tell you. That's going to wane as we get through the weekend and into next week. So if those places are full, you're going to have plenty of time to help. But maybe there's something else you can do. What I did yesterday was went and donated toiletries, because those are items that people really need. They need toiletries. They still need water. They need perishables. If you go into neighborhoods, people need food. They need first aid kits. They've been out in this water, and it's not very clean. You know, you don't know what it is, so they need first aid kits, and they need cleaning supplies. People are now faced with having to begin the cleanup. So maybe what you donate are cleaning supplies. There's an article in the Houston Chronicle today, and I'm going to see if I can share this, if I can share my desktop with you right now, where you can see, let me see. No, I want to share the screen. No, that's not it. So what I would like to do is I wanted to share. Okay, I can't share it. It's not allowing me to do that. But here's what I will say. There's information about what to do with debris. Make sure that you separate it into categories. You have your normal household trash, right? There's a great picture that if I could find it, I would most certainly share that with you all. But there are six categories into which your trash should be separated. Normal household trash, that includes anything you would normally put on the curb on trash day, right? Then there's what they call vegetative debris. That's anything from leaves to plants to logs. Okay. Then there's construction debris, which is anything that you have to tear out because of water damage, flooring, drywall, furniture. That is construction debris. And then there are appliances, self-explanatory. If you have damaged appliances, that's another category. Electronics, such as computers, TVs, or radios. Okay, that's another category. And then hazardous materials, which is anything that could be dangerous, like chemicals, batteries, pesticides. All debris should be placed as close to the curb as possible without being in the street and away from any poles, trees, or other structures. All right, so that's just a little something that you should know about in terms of what to do with the debris. It needs to be separated into categories, right? And you know, so that when they do come get it, they will take it and not leave it sitting out there forever. So make sure that you separate it into categories. If you have any kind of damage, if you're going to be making some kind of claim with your insurance company, make sure that you file that today. The state of Texas has a law that is changing September 1st. That is tomorrow. And so you need to make sure that you get that filed today. Start the process today and then file with FEMA. But it's the state of Texas, the laws that govern the insurance companies here, that law is changing on September 1st, which is tomorrow. So if you don't file today, you may risk being and this new law favors the insurance companies so that they don't really have to do maybe as much as they should or will be doing if you get your stuff in today. So I just want to keep reminding you, file with your insurance company. Whoops, I should probably spell that right. Today, right? File today. Make sure you file with your insurance company today. You don't want to get caught up in this new rule law change. Make sure you do that today. The other thing is, once you file with your insurance company, immediately go to FEMA. It's easy, FEMA.org. Go to FEMA and start that process. Also, go to disasterassistance.gov, and find out what you need to know. Like, are there other things that I should know? What assistance is available? Go to disasterassistance.gov and look through that site and look and find out what's available for you. because there is a lot that is available, right? There is a lot that's available, and you can go there. It's a resource. So go there. And also, the other thing I want to remind you of is that during this time, if you are in the area where there's a disaster going on, contact your creditors. If you have a car note or you have a mortgage, whoever your creditors are, call them and let them know that you were in an area that was hit by Hurricane Harvey, and ask for extensions if they will extend your payments. Oftentimes they will move your due payments, add that on to the end. If it's a car note or a house note, they'll just extend when you will be finished paying for it. And it's not additional interest. It's not costing you more money. So I would call, you know, whether it's your phone companies, your TV providers, call everybody, because whatever support that you can get, now is the time to try and get that, all right? I think Ruama is going to join us momentarily. We're going to hang out for her. And because, you know, the platform that I use on Facebook Live, I'm able to bring in the guests and you actually see them. If people haven't seen this platform before, they sometimes are caught off guard by the fact that, oh, wait, I'm going to be seen? Absolutely. I want people to see you. This is like television online. And so she is, which I can understand as a woman, you know, I was so busy this morning, which is why you got the wet hair today. But it's okay. You know, it is wet hair, and it didn't, you know, it doesn't look like it will a little bit later, but I am here. So we are going to invite Ruama in just a few moments. If you have information, and that's what I'm doing, I'm trying to make sure that I put the information that maybe you have not seen yet. I'm going to go look at Abdul's information, 9 innovations, and make sure that I'm giving you the right the right info. Here we go. 9. So that you can follow him. 9 innovations. Okay. So at 9 innovations, so if this is Abdul Foster and also his brother Arian, you guys remember Arian, they are, oh, wait, I think my friend is about to join us. She is was kind enough to bite the bullet and come on aboard, even though she didn't know that she was going to necessarily be seen. Good morning, Ms. Ruama, well, almost afternoon. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I'm super sorry. It was taking me a minute. I was unloading the car. I had been working over there at the shelter. And I'm a mess, but it's okay.
But you are doing, listen, first of all, thank you for your service and for your work. I know that day one I've been in touch with you and you have been out volunteering, and that's so important. And so I wanted to have you on because, like I've told the audience, you have been through this before and were on the ground in a major way after Hurricane Ike. And so what I saw something you posted earlier about grief, and I thought that was so important, the 5 stages of grief. What is it, Ruama, that you think people should really know about dealing with something as devastating as Hurricane Harvey?
I just had to take a pause because I'm trying to figure out where do you start. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's so much because in regular day life, we sometimes might take for granted all of the stuff that we have. And so when it's taken away in a blink of an eye, you have one word, wow.
Wow. Yeah.
And that's all you get. You have no more words. And see, every storm is unique. They're not identical. So the response looks different to every disaster.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, the professionals or the experts, they can't always say, this is how we're going to handle this.
Right.
It looks different. And when you're on the side of
way different from when you on the side of receiving aid. And there are a lot of things that you go through. For me, rendering aid at the end of Ike, I went through something that doesn't have a name. It's similar to post-traumatic syndrome. I didn't ever go to war, but I did go to war because I was fighting on all of the victims, survivors' behalf, and it threw me into a sit-down. You can become compassion fatigued. You can have nightmares seeing all of the roots of the trees pulled up out of the ground and just so much pain and anguish. And for me, I've been dealing with disasters since 2000 from Allison all the way through Ike. So, you know, I started doing it then. And so for the caregiver, it's traumatic. So when you're on the receiving end, you've got different kinds of people receiving. You got people who worked all their life, they purchased whatever they need, and they got on down the road. Well, now they're handicapped because you can't just...
Right.
Your money can't buy your house back.
Right.
It's unsupportable. Your money can't buy you a hotel because you can't get to the hotel.
Right.
Your money can't buy you a cot in the shelter because the cot can't get to the shelter. So you are feeling some kind of way. You're feeling some kind of way. And so Harvey, the characteristic of the storm is it was building the professionals having to shift, change, and rearrange because it didn't look like this.
Right.
And then when it hit landfall, it became something else. And now, you know, with them having to open the dams and the reservoirs, I commend emergency management and the county judges because let me tell you something.
Yeah.
If they would have just opened the floodgates.
Right.
We'd all be having one word, wow.
Right.
Those guys and the mayor, they tried their best to be able to control the water. They did a phenomenal job because if it would have broke, then we all would have one word. So right now, people will flood that never flooded. We on high alerts and all of this. We out of our homes, but all I know is the experts are doing a hell of a job, but I'm going to tell you, laying in that bed in a cot is oh, God. Now, I done been in a cot, but I've been in a cot in a building in Louisiana rendering aid.
Right.
We out the hotel school, we had nowhere to sleep but there. But when you don't have nowhere to sleep, and you in a shelter, and you around all these thousands of people, you don't know, and you're scared, it's too much.
Right.
And so we just have to be mindful that you're grieving. People grieve in disaster, and you have to talk.
Right.
Because you will become paralyzed, and you will not move to the next step.
Wow.
And it's very crucial right now that everybody calls and registers with FEMA so that they can get put in the system because there is a sequence of delivery that you have to go through in order to maximize the help that you can receive. And a lot of times when people are working and they making their own money, they don't know how to ask for help, and they don't know how to fill out an application for help.
Let me ask you something, Luama. I want to stop there for a second because those are the things I've been trying to make. I want to make sure that people hear you on that. So, you know, so what if you say, you know what, I didn't lose my house, but, I mean, I do have a business. I haven't been working, but I didn't lose my house. Can I call FEMA? I mean, who should call FEMA?
Everybody that's in the disaster area.
Wow.
Because wages, because you couldn't go to work. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Wages.
Right. See, and I think those are the things, and people think about FEMA, they think about helping you repair or replace or recover from your home. But it is everything.
Yeah, if you need your car. Now, what FEMA does not do, FEMA does not duplicate services.
Mm-hmm.
Insurance, they're not, you won't get insurance and FEMA.
Okay.
FEMA stands in the gap.
Okay.
So, you get both.
Okay.
Say your car flooded and you have liability. You done lost your car from today. That ain't going to do nothing for you.
Right.
If the proper documentation, then you can get help from FEMA.
Okay.
But now FEMA's not going to help you if you don't have no, if your car wasn't up to date, registered, or you don't have adequate insurance,
mm-hmm.
then they're not helping you.
Right. What is where you said something earlier, Rama? You said, you know, the big thing question people have is where do we start? And so the first thing is, one of the things I've been telling people is make sure you register, file your stuff today because of the law that's changing in the state of Texas, the insurance law that may make it difficult for you to get the resources and what you need. There's been some information where the law changes September 1st, and initially people were told you've got to file by September 1st. But if the law changes September 1st, then you've got to file today, August 31st, before that Texas law changes, and then also start the ball rolling with FEMA.
Right. Whatever they do, they need to definitely dial the 1-800 number for FEMA.
Okay.
You just need to dial the number, go. And then you need to get on the FEMA website for disaster assistance,
mm-hmm.
and fill out an application. Don't even think. You don't have to think right now. Just dial the number and go to the website and let somebody that's an expert help you to think.
Wow.
Just got to get in the system. The system will work for you. It can't work for you. Don't delay. Do it today. That's what I got. Don't delay. Do it today. Don't worry about, oh, I make $100,000 a year. We don't care. Just people don't care, ma'am. Sir, just fill out that.
You know, I think that's really powerful. I'm glad you said that. You're like, get in the system. Don't worry, because I haven't contacted them because I was like, well, what do I – just contact them. Say, I don't even know yet, but I need to be in the system.
Yeah, because, you know, there are people in shelters right now who only had water in their yard. But in 2 days, they might have water up to the roof. They don't know what's happening with the Brazos River. They don't know what may happen if the, you know, if more water goes through the dams and stuff. So, I mean, some things you don't know right today. That's why you need to apply today.
Right.
Now, you have 60 days. You have 60 days to apply.
But the sooner you get in the system, the better, right?
Absolutely, because those are resources, and you can get somebody to walk you through the process. It's no, don't delay. It's no reason to delay. Let me just say this. If you do not have an inspector's license or you don't work for FEMA, then don't put yourself in the shoes of the professionals, of the experts. Let them help you.
Right.
Don't overthink it. And get the help. That's all. You are supposed to get the help. That's why we pay taxes. Get the help. Call FEMA today. Don't delay. I'm just saying. Now, people like me, we've been on high alert. We don't know what's going down. All around us is warming. And it's stressing you out because you don't know if it's coming to you next. But the point is, we all have a minute. We can go and love on our neighbor, clean up the neighborhood. You can stay busy.
Right, right.
And business and positive.
Well,
we gotta look at the light, at the red light. Just look over and wait, because everybody is stressed.
So you said, like, in your, now you're in Fort Bend County, is that right? Are you in, you're in Fort Bend?
Okay, something happened. I seen your mouth moving, but no words.
Oh, wait, okay. Are you in, can you hear me now? Are you in Fort Bend County?
I am.
And so what is going on for you? Because I've heard, I know that there's some questions about what's happening because of the reservoir. I guess it's the one from the attics. What have you heard lately? Because I've been listening to the Corp engineers who said, if you are not flooded, you will not flood. Have you? Is that what you heard?
Well, I just heard that a few minutes ago.
Okay.
So that was not the case. Why? Because you have, see, the people down in Siena Plantation, the people over in Riverstone, there are different water lines or sheds going through those different places, and so
okay,
it's the Brazos River is in the back of the people in Siena Plantation, and so, you know, it has risen higher than ever, so they're thinking if it crests or go over, then some of those homes will flood that normally would never flood. Then on the other side of the Riverstone Way, now they said that they don't think nothing is going to go down. So some of the people here with me in this shelter was able to go home and see. And then I just heard on the news that they said if you didn't flood, you shouldn't have to worry, because most of the water is being dumped east and all of that. So that's all I got right now,
because
I don't know.
Right. Well, and that's all you can go on, you know, but hopefully that's the case. And they talked about how they're going to have to continue to release it over some time. And right, they have to. It's not a, you know, it's not a conspiracy, but they cannot afford for these reservoirs to break, because then we would be in a world of trouble.
And they don't want to flood downtown either. So, I mean,
right,
we have to keep it real. I mean, it,
right,
you, somebody got to lose.
Right.
So, I'm just sorry, but, you know, they can't say it. They're not saying it. They're using beautiful words.
Right.
I that's why I said the officials are doing such a great job, you know, to not panic the area. Because they could say the wrong word, everybody panics. And then everybody be on the freeway trying to leave, and it's a mess.
We've seen that before.
Yes, we sure did. So I'm just saying that they're handling this really delicately, and they're doing great by staying in control. But at the end of the day,
yeah,
it's water, and it has to go somewhere.
Right. Well,
and
I, you know, when
policy, we just have to be patient. If I could say anything, that's the number one word. You have to be patient, because when you don't know the sequence of delivery, you can become disgruntled and mad and saying evil things about why this church didn't do this or why did that say. Let all that go.
Mm-hmm.
Just be up and know that there's a process, that you cannot usurp the process.
Wow. I have Vanessa Reed. Welcome, Vanessa. Thank you for joining us. She said that you are speaking the truth. You know, that is so important. We want to make sure that people have information. I want to make sure also that you guys know what, like Rama said, don't think about it, just call FEMA. Like, go online and take care of that today. If you have creditors, car notes, mortgage, call them because when you're in a disaster relief area, they will work with you. So, but you got to call them. Don't wait until, oh, I'm late on my, call them now. Get that, make those calls today. We have to start getting back to as much of a sense of normalcy as we can. And for some people, that's going to take years. But do whatever you can today.
That's right. And that is it in a nutshell. We have to be mindful of the grief process. We have to be mindful. We cannot, we have to know that there is a thin line between sanity and insanity. And we have to know that grieving the loss of our stuff, people, and things exists.
Right.
And now mental health has to mean something. It has to mean something right now.
Well, and that's one of the things, you know, I had a friend on earlier, Kim Edwards Williams, who day one went down to the convention center to volunteer. She walked from her home and just started identifying people and just started seeing where she could help, right? Collecting money, collecting things, just use her network. And hey, look, Tony said Comcast puts his payment back by 45 days. I mean, that's great. These are the kind of things that you've got to take advantage of, right? Know that there are some resources, and so hopefully that's why I wanted today's show to provide some of those resources. But help people wherever we can. And she said everybody in the shelter needs a hug. So if you don't have any money, you can go give somebody a hug. You know, maybe you take your iPad and go help somebody register with FEMA because they don't have a phone or an iPad and they don't have any access. And there's so many people in the big shelters that maybe the things that they can access, it's tough to get to them. So maybe that's what you do, to find some way that you can help in whatever way you can, and know that if this week you're busy taking care of your family, cleaning, doing whatever you're doing, there's plenty of time to help. There's going to be next week and next month and next year. But just have the mindset of compassion and the spirit of sharing and caring for people.
And, Kim, if I could just say this, don't be discouraged if you cannot volunteer right now.
Mm-hmm.
If you show up somewhere and they tell you, oh, we have enough volunteers, or you show up somewhere and they tell you, we don't need any more clothes right now.
Right.
There's a process to this. You have to know that there is a system for the chaos. And disaster happens in phases. And organization is going on behind the scenes. And so you can inundate a location with so much stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then a smaller place doesn't have any. And they have a lot of people. So what am I saying? What I'm saying is, get grounded, understand that it's okay to ask, where are the distribution centers and where are the locations who are accepting donations, and understand that your clothes may have been needed for the first 3 days. Maybe right now they put that on hold so they can sort and get it organized. You don't just keep taking. And you're not organized because somebody else needs somewhere else. So all I'm saying is just don't get discouraged and just understand that it is a system to the madness. It's organized chaos.
Well, Ru'ama, I think those are great words. Those are great things to share. And I do think it's awesome to remind people, don't get discouraged. It is a process. And, if you can't help this week, you know, maybe you help next week or next month, because this isn't going to be gone soon. That's unfortunate, but that's the truth. There's a lot of opportunity to help and to serve. And so if you couldn't serve week one, it's kind of like when when you have a death in your family and people are always around those first few days, and then they start kind of going on with their life. But you still have whatever you need and you feel those voids, that's going to happen here. it's going to be a long way back for a lot of people. And so we should just think collectively. One, I just ask people, I encourage people to really operate out of a spirit of love and compassion. Because you don't know what somebody has been through or dealt with, and they may look like all is well, but you just don't know what their story is. So we need to have love and compassion and look for ways that we can support, help, donate, understand the process. And everybody right now today needs to do what? Call FEMA. File with your insurance company and make sure you get registered with FEMA and start the process, because it is a process. It's going to take a minute.
It's the sequence of delivery.
The sequence of delivery. And with that, we are going to finish today. Thank you so much, Rama. I appreciate you. I tell you, when I heard the storm, I thought about you initially for so many reasons, because you worked in this space. You did it so well, and I know you know it. And I, like you said, you're just waiting to see what it is God wants you to do. And I'm waiting for you to tell me. So of course you were volunteering at a shelter this morning. Where else would you be? So thank you for your service, and thank you for your information, and we will definitely be in touch.
Thank you so much, and I just wanted to say that you're my hero.
Aww. I'm
grateful for your platform, and I'm grateful for the expertise that you have, and I'm grateful for you impacting my journey.
Aww. Well, thank you, Rama. You're trying to make me cry. All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You need to say it while you have a chance, because we don't know what tomorrow may bring, not to be too down or anything.
Right.
I'm excited. But I never thought that I would cross your path again to be able to let you know that you was my hero and that how much I admire you for all you do. So I'm taking advantage today because I haven't seen you in many years.
Yeah. I know, right?
Since 2008 or 9 when I first hit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's almost 8 years that I haven't seen.
I know. Well, I appreciate your work, and I thank you for that. I do. I really appreciate those kind words. And now we're back. All right. Now we're back. Let's get it. Hey, I'm in for it. We got a lot of work to do. All right, Rama, I will see you soon. Get some rest, and thank you for this morning. All right, that is Rama Camp. Thank you so much. We went over today, but there was so much information to share and give, and I just wanted to try to, you know, listen, I can talk about sports and politics anytime, any day. It's what I do. But right now, it just didn't even seem appropriate to talk about the fact even that the Texans game was canceled for tonight. You know, there's so many other things. And because of this looming deadline, right, in the state of Texas, I want to make sure you guys know and tell everybody you know, file with your insurance companies today. The law changes tomorrow. Tomorrow, we don't know, and the law is going to favor insurance companies and providers, they don't have to do as much. So my point is, today is a deadline. Make sure you get first with your insurance company, let them hear from you, and then start the process with FEMA. And like Rama said, don't think about it. Don't try to figure out what do I – call them and just say, I'm here and what do I need to do? And let the professionals guide you along the way. With that, thank you guys for joining. Make sure you share this broadcast, because a lot of people are out doing stuff and they may have missed it. And I want as many people to get the information as possible. We had, you know, three different guests on today, all with really awesome information, ways you can help, what you should know. And, you know, let's just continue to be a people of compassion in the community that supports one another. Be safe, stay dry, give somebody a hug, and if you find yourself in a space where you're drawn into something that's not so fun and positive, move on and go to another space. We got a lot of work to do, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. Share this. I will see you probably sooner, but definitely next Thursday at 11 a.m. I'll probably pop up and do some things now on a daily basis with information and updates and interviews. But we'll talk about that down the road. But have a great, great week. I will see you next time. I don't know. I keep wanting to say beyond the headlines. On